All right. Well, today was an improvement. It was a little better, which was nice to see. That's what we asked for. And I think the guys are starting to kind of get a feel of a lot of reps, which we're getting some good video of to kind of see where they're at with their reps and their legs, their bodies, mental reps, that sort of thing. But overall, we were pretty happy with the way that today's practice went. And now tomorrow we'll finish up with a red zone day.
Is there any individual that you've seen start to stand out?
I still think, and again, no, to answer your question, no, but I still think it's hard because the pads aren't on. These guys have rules that they need to follow. And so if a guy wants to try to dive for a ball and make a special play, you can't. You know, we're telling them don't dive on the ground and stay away from, really, offense wins the 50-50 balls. So you guys are out there watching the practice, and we're telling them in practice or in the mornings and meetings that, you know, offense is going to win any 50-50 ball. So, you know, that's advantage offense. But that's what the rules are. We abide by them. And so not everybody's going to jump out.
What have you learned or sensed from Anthony Miller just being around him?
Yeah, he has a desire to be great. You see that, and he's got a long ways to go. I mean, this is day two for him, but you can see within that he's motivated. He's self motivated. He's a self starter, and he's a kid that that's obviously worked to get to the point that he's at right now. But again, just as anybody that's on this team, they're all starting at ground zero, and they need to work their way into the offense and understand their roles. And but you take a kid like that that's confident for a reason, and you never want to lose that.
When you evaluated him, what did you notice in his game from a concentration and catching the ball standpoint and any drops?
Well, he has big hands, which makes it a little bit easier to catch the football, and you see that. So he's a natural catcher. There were times that you saw there were some inconsistent drops that he had, but there was a lot of wide receivers in this league that unfortunately have that. So we'll work to improve that. But he's a confident kid that's talented, and he can make contested catches. You see that. So when the ball's in the air and there's a guy on him, he's able to really make that contested catch, and it helps having larger hands to be able to do that.
Olin Kreutz was around today, and we saw Mitch Trubisky. Is Olin an assistant, or is he just a guest? And what was Mitch there to do?
Yeah, no, Olin was here today just as a guest and just kind of helping out. And, you know, we'd be crazy to not take any advice that he has. And he has a great relationship with Harry. So being able to have that's invaluable to these guys. And any knowledge that they can get from Olin, we'll take. And so whether it's him just observing or giving ideas, suggestions, they're going to take it.
How important do you feel it is to kind of embrace the alumni, especially, you know, you brought back seven of the guys the other night for that event with the rookies, and just in general, how important is it?
To me, that's what it's all about. It really is. It's about the family atmosphere. And so whether or not I was a part of it, it doesn't matter. I am now. And so this is all a we thing. It's not about me. And these guys, you could feel the energy and the happiness that they had coming back here. And we wanted to let them know there's an open door policy. You know, this is us. And so any chance you get to relive maybe your past and the experiences that you had here, we're crazy if we don't let our young guys right now feel that. And there's just so much history and tradition, and it's just so powerful to have that the real life experiences of them to be able to be out here at practice, at games, at dinners, etc. We want that.
What did you observe as kind of the learning curve for rookies when they learn your playbook in terms of the guys on the offensive side of the ball from college to pros? Because some of the guys have said that it reminds them of something that is college, but what have you seen with that learning curve?
So the learning curve for them is really going to be consistent of their splits and the details of conversions within their wide receiver routes. Now I'm talking more, it's wide receivers and tight ends. Backs is going to be a little bit of protections, but I thought what you saw today was there were some repeated plays that we called from yesterday's install that they came out today, and you could see that the second that play was called, they felt confident because they heard it yesterday, whereas the plays that were installed today, still a little fresh and a little new. So the guys that break the huddle and go the wrong way on day two are the ones that, they're the ones that we got to figure out, okay, what's going on here. But the ones that fix their issues, they come out and they're able to play a little bit faster. It's going to show up on tape.
You guys talked about Miller's physicality and his attitude.
Yeah.
Is that something you can, I mean, even when he's limited to individuals, can you tell, can you see that somehow on the field you know, when he doesn't have the luxury of going up against another guy?
Yeah, I think you can. The one thing with Anthony is he's very aggressive and violent with his routes. So, you know, everything he does, I don't hear him grunting, but I wouldn't be surprised if when he's in the middle of his routes, there's some grunts in there.
On air,
because you're always going, you know, that's important to keep that timing. But it shows up on tape. You see that. And so, and then you see times where he's blocking, he's nowhere in the play, and he likes that physicality. And so Coach Furry preaches that physical, you know, mentality and being physical, having that toughness. He preaches that, and he's going to look for that in each and every one of his guys.
What have you seen out of James Daniels so far? And I know he is still transitioning a little bit to guard. He played it a little in college, but how have you seen him progress in that transition?
He's doing well. When you see him in the huddle when we're calling the plays, he's very focused. So you can see right now he's listening to the plays. He's trying to understand it, and he's just so entrenched into what's going on. So he's not just kind of looking to the side or anything's too big for him. This kid is really into it. He's into the details. He knows that. And so when you have that, you got a kid that's into it like that, you're at an advantage as a staff because he's going to listen. He's going to be a sponge and soak everything up so that he can develop.
Tolliver, the LSU corner. Mm-hmm. Was he a little banged up today? We saw him off.
Yeah, he had a little issue with his hamstring, so we wanted to keep him out, but we thought.
Late yesterday.
Yep.
What about Iggy?
Yeah, so he's back at school right now, and that's it's what he needs to do right now, and it's all excused, and so he'll be back.
Matt, James said he didn't have a target weight yet. Does he need to get bigger to stay at guard, or does his technique kind of make up for some of that?
No, well, he'll naturally get bigger, and Jason Lascalzo, our head strength coach, is putting together some weights for these guys that we want to see them at, and that's something that we're going to discuss and go over, as a matter of fact. But he will get bigger, he'll get stronger, and then we'll kind of monitor that and make sure that it's not wrong one way or the other.
In terms of your offensive line, assuming usually you play your best five, as far as who starts at center, will Mitch have any input into who he's more comfortable with at center? Let's say it's a James or Cody. Does the quarterback, his comfort level?
No, they need the quarterbacks need to be able to adjust to whoever that is there. So I don't think Mitch would be that way anyway, but it is a good question. But that's not something that we would get into where we have a – now, he may – if there's an issue with a snap or there's an issue with some – if there's some issue, then he'll voice that to the center, he'll voice that to us, and we'll get it fixed. But for the most part, no, he's not going to have much say in that.
How have the practices sort of helped you from a process standpoint, actually getting guys on the field even in this situation, plus the new camp, you know, we had a couple weeks ago? Where are you at the process of just running practice?
Yeah, it's been good. I think you can see, again, so when we had the vet mini camp the first time, that's the first time we all were out there, and the whistle blows, the horn sounds, and people are trying to figure out where the heck I go, everybody. But now the vets got it. Now the rookies come in, and it's the same type of deal. They're trying to figure out, okay, where do I jog to next? So now, next week, when we get everybody in here together, it's gonna be a lot better. So I really believe that each and every day for us as coaches, little things like staying back 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, staying behind the ball, getting to the sideline, these are all things that, you know, staffs that are together for a long time, they know it inside out. But we're learning that as players and coaches. And so the process for me has been good, and the guys have reacted really well to it.
Two more. Are you eager to actually practice out of doors at some point?
Yeah, we will. And again, we would have practiced outside today, but there was a little weather around us, and we're trying to keep that field just right so that when those vets might have got a little mad if we would have ripped that field up a little bit. So we're trying to keep that field nice and clean for next week. And I mean, we got this crazy weather change and with the temp, but the guys, we might go back out tomorrow, which would be good, but we'll definitely try to go out as much as we can.
Thanks, guys.